This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are no others, except no substitutes. We are here, we being Doug Steffen, that's me, and Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are here to go through the top stories, according to research done at Talkers Magazine, by the folks who listen to the stations, talk to the program people, talk to the hosts on the Heavy 100 list to find out what's going on. So the stories and the people are our focus, and Michael is here to go through those lists, and then we'll talk about the things that are connected to the list in long and short. Right? That's the long and short.
Is that the way we do it? Is that how it's done?
Well, listen, right. Maybe we'll try something different this week, like sing Christmas carols. Maybe we can do that.
That's
the next week.
That's fun. We can start early because I have a large batch of eggnog here for all of us.
Have you?
As we
there's a new kind of an eggnog that's an eggnog that doesn't have eggs in it. That's new this year.
Eggnog. Does eggnog have eggs in it?
Apparently, yes, it does.
And what does nog mean? You know, what is a nog? An egg
it's
nog?
It's part of your head, right? We have a noggin. It's part of, I'm not sure which part of your head.
So we're all a bunch of eggheads. That's what it
there
is.
There you go.
Rather sloppy opening. do the survey.
Let's
here.
Go for it.
At number 10, we on the story survey, we have the COP28 summit, which is about
the climate.
Weather.
So
the climate,
yeah.
A lot of people may think it's a police summit, The cops from all over the world.
Yeah, right. The cops are there.
I'm in the tail end of COVID. I don't normally talk about my health on the air, but
how are you feeling?
I feel relieved that I'm much better than I was at the beginning of the week. I'm in the tail end of it, but it leaves you a bit weary,
Yeah.
At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, the Texas abortion battle. At number 7, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, Trump's legal battles. At number 5, Hunter Biden versus the House Oversight Committee. At number 4, the Biden impeachment inquiry. Listen to this. At number 3, the 2024 presidential race. And number 2, we get into the real meat of today's issues. We have the spread of anti-Semitism, which is being talked about, tied with the college dean's blowback. Boy, many of the problems in our university system and the attitudes therein came to the fore with those three college presidents.
Also the controversy at Harvard about how it was that woman survived who was just as much up to her Mickey as the woman in Pennsylvania, but she survived for a reason that has nothing to do with education. Anyway, that's a whole different story that the locals are dealing with here in our neck of the woods.
Yeah. Number 1 is the Israel-Hamas war. On the People's Survey, we have Kate Cox at number 10, which is the Texas story. And number 9, Mike Johnson. Number 8, Vladimir Zelensky. Jack Smith is at 7. The deranged Jack Smith. Sorry, that's just the...
so Trump
Hunter
says.
Biden. Hunter, yeah, right. And number 6, the evil Hunter Biden.
He's deranged, too. Yes.
Yeah. At number 5, the impotent GOP candidates. At number 4, the larger than
deranged
Donald Trump. At number 4, the larger than life Donald Trump.
Deranged.
At number 3, Liz Majel and Claudine Gay, the two of the aforementioned heavyweights of academia. Benjamin Netanyahu at number 2 and Joe Biden at number 1. And another week here in paradise.
Yep. So McGill got fired, although she was offered the opportunity to resign, and she did, whereas Claudine Gay was protected by the Board of Trustees, and most people figure that people, one of the things that got folks stirred up at Harvard, and actually some of the people in the Boston area who didn't even, they didn't know. I mean, who pays attention to who the president is of a university? And then people start digging and find out that this woman got the job in a way that seems circuitous to the reality of how university presidents are picked, and the fact that she has stayed not above the fray, but she doesn't seem competent. She just is there, and then you can draw your own conclusions as to why she has stayed or maintained her position. That's some of the substance of a real serious problem right now in our country, along with a whole bunch of other serious problems. And look at the list. The story list is about serious problems. And so as I listen to you go through the list and focusing on Trump and the Bidens, I just wonder how these people live their lives. What does Trump's life look like? What does he get up in the morning thinking about? What does he go to bed at night thinking about? And Joe Biden, the same, you know, what are these guys, how do they live? They don't live a normal life.
Trump has very fancy bathrooms.
Yes, he does.
So that's very
true.
That's how he lives a life of of opulence and people bowing down to him.
Maybe he's the real. Maybe he's Jesus that's come back to life. They're the frankincense, the myrrh, and the gold, right?
Maybe one of his ways of avoiding having to deal with the major constitutional question of is any man above the law. Maybe he should just proclaim himself a god, and then he doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, all set. Yep. All right, let's go to the number one issue this week, if we may. The discussion that we're about to talk about focuses on the war, which is number one. It's an adjunct side discussion between the United States, the leaders of our country, and the leaders of Israel, discussing when and how to scale back the Gaza combat. The agreement, if there is no other agreement, is that this thing is going to go on for months. It will not stop tomorrow. It won't stop in January. It'll go on. But the way it goes on, it kind of reminds me, you know, are we all getting sucker punched by the military-industrial complex? They're having a great time. We funded, and now maybe we won't keep funding all the armaments that are being used in Ukraine against the Russians. Remember that movie with Gene Hackman and Owen Wilson about the plane? Gabriel Moss is in it as well. The plane that gets shot down over Bosnia. Oh, it was behind enemy lines. Thank you, Tony. Yeah. Remember that movie? And what went on, the stuff that was, this is a good movie, actually. The stuff that went on behind enemy lines that's going on everywhere around the world right now as we speak. There are these warmongers, these war machines, war mechanics that are stirring the pot and using the armaments that are created by the military-industrial complex that we see every day in Israel with the war against Hamas. And then you see it with the Ukrainians and the war against the Russians. And so we think to ourselves, if we're really thinking, this is a big show for these guys. This is great for business. Let's keep it going. And you don't think they have influence? Look at the campaign contributions to Biden and to Trump and to other politicians from like Raytheon, right? And Lockheed Martin. And the other, Boeing, who's in, you know, these guys are all trying to feather their own nest, and they give millions to political candidates who vote on where the money is going to be spent. Look at the Pentagon budget this week, announced to be $880 billion. That's up almost $100 billion from when Trump was in office. What do you think that money's being spent for? A lot of it's going to Ukraine or to buy the stuff that they need to fight the war. I can go on this. I don't want to because this is a two-person program. But you think there's any merit to what I'm thinking or saying, Mike?
Well, I think that the only thing that you said that I disagree with is it's not a sucker punch from the military-industrial complex. A sucker punch indicates we didn't know it was coming. We were warned about this by Dwight Eisenhower, half a century, more than half a century ago. And for those who don't understand what the military-industrial complex means, it means the unholy alliance between the military and industry. In other words, the making of money because of war. And as long as there is so much money to be made in war and it's sanctioned by governments, that's an industry that's going to become bigger and bigger and bigger and more powerful. The fruits of that industry are death and destruction. So, I agree with you. How do we live with ourselves being part of this? I see. My different view of this is that we're all responsible. If you truly believe in democracy and you truly believe in people being engaged, all of the innocent and people of goodwill, innocent people and people of goodwill who just sit it out and let others vote for them and let others deal for them and don't go beyond the comfort zones and the insular nature of their own lives, which is what people really want to do and should do. But we're all responsible. You can't just blame it on others. And the other part of the equation that troubles me is that there is injustice and there is tyranny and that there are people that want to take over people's lands and property and control them. I mean, Russia did build up its armaments along the border to go in and invade Ukraine. Hamas did commit an act of violent, vicious, disgusting treachery that sparked this whole problem. It's raining down the power of the universe on their heads. So it's not just that this is happening in a bubble of innocence. And that's where the action is in my mind.
Yep. Well, that's very well put. It is extraordinary, and we know what's going on. We just don't want to admit to ourselves that we're a part of it. I think that's where the rubber hits the road. 18 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrain. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrain include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear from customers every day, you know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
This is with Millie here from Caltrain. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day program. 800-419-DOUG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, there he is, Mr. Big Voice Ben.
Does he get mad when you step on him? Does he get angry?
I hope not. Yeah, no. He's actually a little guy. He's 5'4", and you'd never think he would have a voice like that. Seriously. All right. Anyway. Situation with the story, the charts that we have published at talkers.com and also at goodayshow.com for the week of December 11th to the 15th. Michael Harrison in here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We are, I think we need, before we move on from number one, maybe number one and number two sort of combined here. The Biden administration has banned travel to the U.S. by extremist Jewish settlers who have been attacking the Palestinians on the West Bank. So the gaping loophole is, how do you know who these people are? I would want to know that we were, if you're going to do this, there are 60,000 Americans who live in the West Bank outside of East Jerusalem, and you probably didn't even know that. 60,000 American citizens live there. They have moved into these settlements. It's kind of a lifestyle choice. I've met them. You and I have talked to them when we were over there. And they lived in concert with the Palestinians. But now there's a bunch of them, a core group of these ideologically driven citizens who have built these settlements on the land that has been stolen from the Palestinians. And so those people who are in the focus. The government doesn't want to let them back. If they come back to America or they want to come back, Biden doesn't want to let them come back. So what do we think about that?
What I think about that is I don't know whether I could endorse the statement that you said that it was stolen from the Palestinians. That's an assumption. As to who owns this
land. Yeah, as a phrase,
land.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to call
right.
out on it.
No, and you know what? The way that I should have put it is the way that I put it when we first started talking about this. We, all of us, most people don't realize that the United States, who was the controlling member of the United Nations, when the United Nations decided that we ought to have a place for European Jews to go after the Second World War, the United States wanted it to be where it is. The state of Israel is where it is because the U.S. wanted to have a base in the area, and so this was the best place for the base. And then, you know, as things have gone on, people have forgotten about that. But
well, people should not forget the fact that Israel is our only real friend in that area.
In the Middle East, right? That's why we did it.
And that's a very sensitive area. So people who think of Israel as some separate country that we're wasting funds and energy in supporting are missing a bigger point. And many people are missing the point as to what does it mean to be an ally in this world, to have alliances. What do we owe our allies and what do they owe us? And can any nation make it alone? And even though we all like to think that we're the center of the universe and the most powerful nation in the world, it's very hard for any nation to make it alone without allies. So these strategic alliances are very important. And all of that gets lost in most of the conversation about these international developments.
But why does it get lost, Michael? Under whose influence?
It's too complicated. It's the media's fault. It's the media's fault because it's too difficult to cover it and understand it. And it's the politicians.
Too difficult for them because the journalists are not as smart as they used to be, or as well prepared, or even trained as they used to be.
They're not as prepared and trained, nor is the expectation upon them to do it. In other words, it breaks the format. It might be too above the level that their target audience lives at.
The dumbing down of America. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces have acknowledged the responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of 3 hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now entered its 70th day. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan visiting Israel on Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated earlier this week that the war will persist until victory is achieved. A recently submitted lawsuit alleges that authorities are falling short in preventing environmental damage caused by Elon Musk's rocket launch pad in South Texas. In April, a test resulted in concrete being blown into the habitat of protected species. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, going through all of the items that are on the story list and the people list. We are heard around the country on great radio stations like KNKI in Pine Top, Arizona, and KAHI in the Sacramento area of California. Two great radio stations. Thank you for carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which now continues with Michael and Doug. Our focus on things that are remarkable. I just, as an aside, this is sort of maybe a countdown extra, just because it's worth a moment of mention. There's a film, a roll of film. The first year that film was available is 1889. And apparently that was 134 years, is that right? Yeah, 134 years ago. So somebody who found this roll of film has developed it. It was used, it's the oldest piece of developed film now in existence. The photo shows two people, sort of Victorian era figures. It's not very clear, but it's pretty remarkable that anything at all can be seen in this. It was the organization Film Rescue International got a hold of it, and they facilitated its development. They're also, from about that time, that's the Industrial Revolution getting started, but also there are some early films of the Was it the Spanish-American War, the War of 1912,
Wasn't that the Spanish American when Teddy Roosevelt was president?
The Spanish American War was at that time, but I'm not sure which war you're referring to, but go ahead.
Well, and they have some video from that. And you wonder, you know, you see some of the stuff today. The reason I bring it up is because I'm awestruck by how things have changed so rapidly since the Industrial Revolution in terms of anything, whether it's automobiles, airplanes. We've only had these things around for a little over 100 years. And look at the quality of the movies, the television, the audio, the things that we drive. I mean, it's just kind of amazing that we don't give ourselves the credit, perhaps, that we ought to. We are critical of ourselves, as well we should be, but also some of the things that we've, because, you know, of the human condition, the human ability, some of the things we've developed have been awesome. Awesome, right? I mean, think of the
which is even more reason, space. which is even more reason why the stupidity that exists among our ranks, and including me and you. I mean, we're all stupid in certain ways. So I'm not saying this
speak
from an elitist point of view.
No, but
the stupidity that exists among our ranks is so out of proportion to the potential that we have as a species. The art, the science, the beauty, the loveliness, the intricacy, and the accomplishments that we do. Why are we also prone to believe such BS and to be suckered into ways of thinking that are to our detriment? It doesn't make sense.
Well, because we seem to respond to things that are sticky and icky, like Prince Harry's phone has been hacked. By a tabloid in England. And why? Who's interested in Prince Harry's? Why would we care? Right? But yet somebody thought, okay.
Maybe you should be saying, why should we care? Why should we?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's so much interest in the royals that, the BBC had to recently hire, a special editor in charge of royalty stuff. Interest in the royals is not diminishing as we become more sophisticated in the 21st century and Queen Elizabeth is gone. It's increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, what? You know, why do we have royals? Why do they have royals?
It's fun.
That's not to say. I was just going to say that. There's nothing wrong with having fun. What happens is in our media landscape, the existence of fun next to important stuff. There's a fine line between them, and it isn't sorted out properly so that we know the priority. That we should put things in terms of its meaning in our lives.
Right.
Prioritizing is a problem.
So well spoken, so well said. All right, so here's something that kind of relates to this story about the colleges and whether this woman who is the president of Harvard has been saved because she's black. She has a very strong relationship with the new mayor of Boston. And apparently, somehow, this invitation, there was an invitation that has been leaked. The mayor of Boston is a lady named Michelle Wu. She sent out a Christmas party invitation to city officials of color. You can't come to the party if you don't have different color. If you're light-skinned, if you're white, you're not invited to the party. So what's wrong? Apparently, the mayor says it was an error, but it's all over the papers.
It was an error that it got out.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an error that she got caught.
Where do these people come from? How do they get the support? And the answer, the rhetorical question, is because people don't vote in the primaries. There aren't enough people voting in that, which is the most important election, more important than the final election, the general election, because people like this get through. How do you think Trump got through? Many people the first
problem,
time around.
The problem is, and I dare say this in a medium that thrives on polarizing people, So I say this with great care. The problem is the extreme left and the extreme right in this country are destroying America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the middle is getting smaller and smaller because it's hard to be a fence sitter in issues of such great magnitude as the one you discussed earlier about the abortion, or that you're going to be discussing later, rather, about the abortion issue. Which is a major issue. Taking sides is the first mistake we make. We should be joining forces against the extremists on both sides. So, you know, when you talk to the people on the extreme right, yeah, they're absolutely right. The extreme left is causing a lot of trouble. And the extreme left, they're certainly concerned about what's going on the right. How do we get back to a balance where the center is not considered boring, wishy-washy, and unproductive, when in fact the center and a balance is the goal? The only way
to survive. The whole business about anti-Semitism and this Black Lives Matter stuff and all these other things where the pendulum goes too far in one direction and then it swings back and goes through the middle and on to the other side. And that's why I said what I did about the Harvard. I may be the only one that has the courage or is being stupid enough to say what I've just said about why she's kept her job. But here's another example of this. The Republicans who want to keep the George Santos seat have found a black woman who's a Republican that nobody knows about to be the choice to run in that spot, because not because she's qualified. I don't know anything about her qualifications, but with this saying outwardly, the reason they're running her is because she's black. And how is that right? You want to win the election?
The politics of blackness is outrageous. Do you remember when Clarence Thomas was appointed by George H.W. Bush?
Yeah.
I'm appointing a black person to the... Well, he's not black. Right. Well, yes,
never
sure
mind.
He's black. Do you remember that debate?
He's the dumbest guy in the Supreme Court.
But that's the point I'm making is that identity politics supersedes logic. It takes the whole idea of a meritocracy and puts it in the trash can.
Yep.
We're in a lot of trouble. And politics has taken over the mentality at most universities, which is why we have this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Those weren't university presidents answering honest questions honestly. Those were university presidents playing the role of politicians.
Yeah.
And suddenly it was like, what? These are answers one would expect from, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy or Robert Kennedy or Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Not supposed to be that way on college campuses. It's supposed to be a sanctuary from that type of politics.
Yeah. Freedom of speech is lost on college campuses, it would seem. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here, 44 past the hour. We'll review what's going on with the MH interview as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My thought right now is aimed at you and how you're feeling about how you look. How do you feel about the way you feel? Have you started gaining weight because it's the holiday season and people are eating? There are a lot of people who think it's just madness. Every year we go through the same thing. We put weight on, and then we, in January, go to the gym. We go to Weight Watchers. We try to lose weight. It's like a yo-yo, and it's not good for your body. And that's one of the points that the folks at Calitrin will make to you. It is not healthy for you to lose weight and then put it back on again, and then lose it again, and then put it back on again. It is madness to start losing weight, take it off, and then put it back on again. So that's where Calitrin comes in. This is an all-natural way for you to stop the craziness and to start losing weight and to keep it off. That's what happens with the all-natural approach. You can find out more about it by going to Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com. This is a scientifically proven formula that is more than just about weight loss, about your body. It's about your sleep. It's about everything that makes you healthier. So check it out, toploss.com. Get on the bandwagon now. Don't wait until January. A lot of end-of-year specials. If you are checking out at toploss.com with the product, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, free shipping, and the best deals on all of the items that are available for you to lose the weight and keep it off from Calitrin at toploss.com. The People List now from Talkers Magazine. As we review these every week, I give you an opportunity to hear the top 10 in order. So on the People side, it's number 10, Kate Cox. Yeah, number 9 is Mike Johnson. Number 8 is Mr. Zelensky. Number 7, Jack Smith. Number 6, Hunter Biden. Two Bidens on the list. It's pretty unusual, right? Number 5, who's left to be a candidate? I guess you got a couple left in the GOP. Number 4 is Donald Trump. And number 3, Liz McGill. Number 2, Mr. Netanyahu. And number 1, President Joe Biden. Those are the names that are on the People List, and they always kind of correspond with the stories, not necessarily the same order or the same number, but certainly a connection as well it should be. That's the list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right. That's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Stefan here with the story list. I'd like to review these in each of the hours, the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show, so that you have the straight story on what the stories are. At number 10, the climate summit. Number 9, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 8, the abortion situation in Texas. Number 7, the migrant crisis and the terrorism risks. Number 6, Trump and his legal battles. Number 5, Hunter Biden and his legal battles. Number 4, Biden, the president, and his legal battles. Number 3, those people who are trying to be president. And let's see here, number 2 is the college situation with all the anti-Semitism. And number 1 is the Israeli-Hamas war. So those are the top 10 stories being discussed on most of the major news talk stations around the country this week. All right, so Michael, the idea the idea of having an interview every week, how much work is that for you? You have to come up with people that are in the business or people that are intriguing so that folks will go to the MH interview and find themselves rewarded with the effort of going there because they want to listen to what you have to say with someone who also has something to say.
Yeah, there's a definite art to interviewing somebody who has a lot to say and that you want to utilize it as an opportunity to say something as well without stepping on them. As you know, the art of interviewing and the practice of it is like playing chess or golf. You never master it. It's always challenging. This week right, we have the same as we had last week. We have Brian Kilmeade because
Brian
he was sick with COVID.
Yeah, right.
And mhinterview.com. Thank you.
It's a great interview. He's a very good guy. So check that out. mhinterview.com. 48 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to have, as usual in this spot, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer of note, college professor of note, an entrepreneur of note, a scam expert of note. And now we have the four notes. We could start, you know, there's only seven on the scale, right? So you got four of them right here. Steve is usually on the Talk Radio Countdown Show because we like to have his overview of some of the legal things that are going on that are in the top 10 stories of the week from talkers, the impeachment inquiry and the legal. I just was saying to Michael Harrison during the course of the main body of the program, talking about the lives of Biden and Trump and what they must wake up in the morning thinking about and how do they live their lives with this stuff swirling all around them. And it's all legal stuff, all legal battles. It goes on and on and on and on and on. One wonders whether, if you'll pardon the pun, some of it may be trumped up. Is some of it legit and some of it trumped up? What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, there's a lot of it. You know, when you look at the impeachment now and the inquiry that's going on in the House, you really can't get anything more politically and less fact-based than this one, because the Biden administration and Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, and business connections have been investigated by the House since the Republican majority took over 2 years ago. And they have not, their report has indicated that there is no evidence of any wrongdoing by the president. I mean, that's actually in their written report. And then they authorize an inquiry into impeachment based on the fact that they have no evidence. And here again, this is something that I really criticize the media's coverage about this, because they're not doing the job of investigating reporting. They're not looking at the reports. All you hear is that there is an impeachment inquiry, not the fact that it is so politically based, because at this point in time, there is no evidence whatsoever. It's a difficult time we're in right now.
All right, number eight on the story list is the focus on that lady who wants to have an abortion in Texas. Well, she's not going to have it in Texas. She's in someplace else.
Yeah.
The idea of a baby that's going to either be born dead could kill her and kill the baby, and these people in Texas still don't want to let her have an abortion. And most everybody I know, whether they're on one side of the coin or the other, think this is one of the most outrageous things to become public, and I'm betting that there are dozens of these stories just like this in states like Texas, or maybe even in Texas, where the men who are in charge are making rules that affect women and men and babies and stuff. And the fact that this is one of the most conservative people I know on the radio said this is absolutely atrocious and ridiculous. Now,
yeah,
law behind this?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that, Doug. And one thing that you pointed out that you're not generally hearing is this woman is going through the most traumatic event ever, and it has to be played out in public because of the way these abortion laws are. And quite frankly, I haven't seen any of the abortion laws that I've looked at, the anti-abortion laws, that wouldn't have allowed this under one of the exceptions. And that's why a Texas conservative judge initially allowed it. And I got to admit, I was absolutely shocked that the Supreme Court of Texas did this. Now, it's not going to affect her. She is going out of state in order to get the abortion. I think it's also horrible that the Attorney General of Texas, in the interim period when it was first being appealed to the Supreme Court, threatened legal action against any hospital that would provide the abortion in Texas. I mean, the public doesn't seem to, even even conservatives, want this kind of excess in the law. And I think these laws, and you can go back to the United States Supreme Court, which opened the door to this, I think this is something that could be a major political issue for Republicans and Democrats in the fall.
The old expression, sticky wicket, comes to mind.
I don't even know what a wicket
right?
is. But it's
probably
sticky.
Does that have something to do with playing croquet? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah, all right. We're all learning something here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. The followers of fashion go to his website, scamicide.com, to protect themselves from scams this time of year. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.